Welcome back to the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe catching the live stream at devilradio927.com or the Facebook Live or maybe the Devil Radio app. Again, Brian says it's easy and natural for Wisconsinites to download that app, so you should. We are back here with Elise from Legacy Solar. We have so many other things to get into. I love what Legacy Solar is doing, Elise. There's so much, like you talked about, with your mission, but also I think it's really interesting to see the different types of ways people can participate. So let's talk about some of these things. We know there's membership that you'd mentioned. Tell us more about group buys and solar bonds.
Yeah, so we have the Iowa County group buy going on right now. That's in partnership with the Clean Organization, and the Driftless Area Land Conservancy has been a group that's very interested in that project as well. So group buys, and we're one of the organizations that does them. There's a number of other entities that can that advertise group buys as well. And the idea behind that is that it's making, it's helping an installer kind of group together a bunch of homes in a similar geographic area to kind of make that project a better investment for all parties, right? They can get a number of projects done all in one area and spend the time there, educate those individuals, and then they can move on to the next spot. It helps with that ideology of representation and kind of getting a bunch done in one area, motivating the people of that area. So that's our group buy going on right now. For homeowners, we also offer our residential solar advising. So a lot of the homeowners that we're working with in that group, they're still kind of looking for the education phase. They want to talk through the basics of what solar is, what their solar project is going to entail, a little bit more description about the equipment. We put together a brief site analysis. So just using Google Earth, we're looking at their property, their roof line. Do they have a lot of shading? What does their backyard look like? And we're kind of helping them put together a plan as far as what type of solar they're looking for. What's their dream? If their dream doesn't quite work with their lot because it's too shady or something like that, how we can work in a different way to make their dream possible. Or if it's not on their property, maybe they become a bondholder or something like that. They become involved in another project. So that's kind of our person-to-person advising service that we offer to kind of help people make the right choice for themselves and feel a little bit more knowledgeable about their solar system.
And there are ways to engage with the group as well and just kind of keep up with, you know, what Legacy Solar is doing, but also kind of staying on top of where solar is in our state, in our country, all those advancements. Tell people about more ways they can find out more information, kind of stay up with what the work that you're doing at Legacy Solar.
Yeah, so I mentioned our newsletter, which they can also find on our website and just sign up just for our newsletter that posts a lot of events, not just our events, but other local, whether they be installer, kind of partner organizations, sustainability groups. We repost Sustain Dane groups, Dane by Locals events, everything like that. So just kind of trying to house similar information. We know that many of our members are, you know, environmentally inclined, care about our water sources, our air sources, all of those things. We do have our annual meeting coming up on May 19th. And that's just kind of like a big gathering where we can all get together. We haven't obviously been able to do it in a couple of years. So we're excited for that. And that's not just open to members. If people just want to get kind of a taste for what our organization is like and meet some other like-minded people, they're welcome to come out to that as well. That will be in Deerfield. I think more information will be up on the website on that soon. Or if you want to email info@legacysolar.com. We can make sure that someone interested is on the list to kind of get updates about that event, time and location and all of that. But yeah, many people are in it for the community and the fact that there's people who are like-minded in their area, you know, maybe they didn't know of someone who was interested in a similar thing as them in a large company, and they pool together and create a green team at their company or whatever it is. So at the heart of a co-op and co-ops across Wisconsin is cooperation and collaboration, right? So that's what we're all about, connecting people together that we think share similar ideas and how they can make those ideas a reality.
We're talking with Elise from Legacy Solar Co-op here in Wisconsin, the website legacysolarcoop.org. And what a great way to connect if it's all new to you, or if it's you want to get, like you said, get involved a little bit and find out what it's all about, is check out that annual meeting and meet some people, talk about it and find out what's happening and get connected. I think that's fantastic. Elise, you mentioned before, you know, kind of about those solar projects and getting them set up for installers. And we have some great local installers in our state. It's incredible. You can work with local companies to get those solar installations done. And I would encourage people to do that.
Yeah, I would too. That's a great point. I know that this show is all about local, and I'm sure there's a somewhat more recent study, but in 2016, it was estimated that the more we start to generate our own electricity here in Wisconsin, and we focus on those renewable projects, we can add close to 160,000 jobs in our state. And not only that, but we're spending billions of dollars every year importing fossil fuels. So if we can start generating that electricity here, that is huge for economic resiliency right here in Wisconsin, which is, I think, something we can all agree on here.
Toughest question I'm going to ask you, Elise. Why did you get into this work? And how did it happen for you?
Sure, that's a great question. So my training is in biology. I'm a biologist. I've always been on the outskirts of environmental science fields and organizations, and worked in and volunteered for many groups. So during the pandemic, I was in a transition phase where I was working was kind of shut down during the pandemic. I started working in food recovery. Initially, I was working for Imperfect Foods. And then I joined the Legacy Solar Co-op newsletter. I saw in the newsletter that they were looking for some more help and, you know, a short job description. So I interviewed, said, this is the skills that I'm willing to bring to the table, and I'm a quick learner. And I think probably a week or two, I had my first kind of project with them, and I've been working part-time, moving towards more full-time with them ever since. So that's kind of my background with them. So that's another plug for becoming a member or watching the newsletter. Opportunities that you didn't even know you were looking for can kind of show up in that way as well. So that's how I got involved in this industry and in this organization.
Absolutely. Love it. Elise, thanks for your passion, the work you're doing with Legacy Solar Co-op. Again, the website is legacysolarcoop.org. Learn all about them. Check out information for that May 19th gathering in Deerfield, and go solar and go local. Thanks, Elise, for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local.